What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. And today is, first of all, I want to get out of the way before I say anything else. I'm going to, I'm planning on doing this every single day, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you get it. I'm going to plan on doing that every day. We're going to try to do that. I'm back. I've been gone for a while. I don't know. I haven't been feeling like doing it lately. I don't know what it is, but I do feel like doing it now, so I'm back. All right, so Stanley Cup final review. Starting off with who is in the Stanley Cup final this year. The two competitors, the first competitor out of the West, Western Conference champions, the Edmonton Oilers, versus the Eastern Conference champions, Florida Panthers. Florida is a higher seed, and they had home throughout the series. It is a 2-2-1-1-1 series format, which you don't know. Two home games for the higher seed, two home games for the lower seed, a home game for the higher seed, a home game for the lower seed, and a home game for the higher seed. It's basically just, yeah. So that's it. We're going to say what that was at stake. Before the Stanley Cup final started. So, Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid, first of all. He really needs to win a cup. This is his time to do it. And he's going to have his chance to do it at this point. And then Leon Draisaitl, same thing. And then Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1993, and they're trying to bring one back to Canada. Edmonton Oilers haven't won one since, I think, 1990 or something, 1991 or something like that, around that area, maybe 1989 at the earliest, but I don't remember one of those 3 years. So they want to bring one back for their franchise, and they just, and those guys want to, make their legacy that much better. Now going to Florida. Florida has not won a Stanley Cup in franchise history. They're trying to win the first Stanley Cup. Matthew Tkachuk has yet to win a Stanley Cup, but he's trying to win one for the first time in the Tkachuk family. Barkov has been with Florida for over a decade, and he's trying to win a Stanley Cup for Florida. Bobrovsky's been in the league for over a decade, and he's trying to win his first cup. Thinking Reinhardt's a 57 goal scorer, this is his career year, why not try to win it now, you know what I'm saying? Verhage trying to win one, he's been so clutch in the past, and up to this point in the postseason, he's got, trying to get his. So yeah, that's it. We're gonna do a deep dive on the Stanley Cup Finals, game by game. So we go in the game one, it's in Florida. Florida's the favorites, but not by a whole lot, but generally the favorites coming into the series. A few great saves opening this period, including huge pad stops by Bobrovsky on breakaway. 3:59 into the first period. Great passing play, Reinhardt to Barkov over to Verhage, and Verhage pots it home. 1-0 Panthers. Ended up being 1-0 Panthers at the end of the first period. To this point, Bob was standing on his head, but Stuart Skinner for the Oilers was not playing bad neither. Very good defensive goaltending battle so far. Verhage got the opening goal. Nothing else happened after that. Couple great saves again to open the second period, but 2:16 into the second period, Evan Rodriguez gets a goal assisted by Brandon Montour and Sam Bennett. Bobrovsky standing on his head, as I said before, has been phenomenal up to this point. He has been making huge stop after huge stop to give the Panthers momentum. And then no goal through the third period until 5 seconds left in the game. Utu Lehtinen from about center ice logo snipes an empty net goal. 3-0 Panthers win. Bob gets a 32 save shutout. Makes a lot of spectacular stops, and the Oilers have yet to figure out a way to beat him. This game shuts him out. Doesn't allow McDavid, Draisaitl, Hyman, RNH, or Bouchard to get on the board. Just great performance from the Panthers. Game two, Also in Florida, the Panthers like to go up 2-0, but Edmonton would love to tie the series going back to Alberta. First period, 4-4. There's offsetting penalties, so it was 4-4. Matias Janmark comes down the left side. McDavid and Janmark, Ekholm, 2-1. McDavid dishes it over. You know, I think it was Janmark actually got it. He walked in the zone. And beat Bobrovsky's one that Bobrovsky liked to have. It was in between his arm, his blocker side arm, and his body, and it squeaked past him. 1-0 Edmonton in the end of the first period. Skinner made a few good stops. Second period, Nico Mikola walks down the gut, absolutely snipes a one timer over Skinner, ends up being 1-1 at the end of the second period. Rodriguez gets two goals, including one power play goal, 5-on-5, 1-3-11 into the third. 1:12:26 into the third. Aaron Ekblad gets an empty net goal with 2:28 remaining in the game. 4-1 Panthers win. Bobrovsky had a phenomenal game. Lets up one goal in the first two games to the Edmonton Oilers. The big five for Edmonton still has yet to get a goal. And none of them have yet to get a point besides McDavid got 1 point and an assist. It's honestly... it's great for what Bob has been doing up to this point. His stats up to this point, phenomenal all throughout the postseason. And he does this, 2-0. They take care of home ice. Edmonton, this is a must-win for Edmonton. I mean, if they don't win here, they go down 3-0. And it's going to be almost impossible at this point to come back from 3-0 and win the cup. So they go to Alberta. They have the fans behind the back. Edmonton is rocking. They get starting. 18:50, a minute and 2 seconds. Left in the first period, Sam Reinhart gets a goal assisted by Gustav Forsling and Alexander Barkov. 1-0 Panthers lead in the first. One full goal ties the game. 1:49 into the game. Into the second period. 1-1. Vladimir Tarasenko gets a great goal. Not a great goal, but Stuart Skinner misplays it. Tarasenko pots it home. Sam Bennett gets a goal. Alexander Barkov later gets a goal. 4-1 Panthers lead to going into the third. Philip Roberg gets one, 6:02 into the third period, and Ryan McLeod gets one, 14:43 into the third. It's too little too late for the Oilers. If the Oilers have their backs against the wall, down 3-0, Bobrovsky starting to get figured out a little bit. They beat him three times this game. They have somewhat figured out the Florida Panthers forechecking up to this point, but you can hear in the guys from the Oilers, like the post-game media and stuff, they're like, we want them to think that we have no chance. We have a bounce against the wall. We know that, but we've been resilient all year. Game 4, have a chance to sweep the Oilers as the Panthers, but the Oilers want to take one. 3:11 in the game, Matias Janmark gets a short-handed goal. And then Adam Henrique, 7:48 in the first period, gets a goal, 2-0 Oilers at this point. Vladimir Tarasenko gets one back for the Panthers, 11:26 in the first period. Dylan Holloway gets one, 14:48 into the first. 3-1 Oilers to end the first. Now they're just starting to figure out Bob and how to defeat the Panthers forechecking, and they're just figuring out how to do this stuff. Second period rolls around, 1:13 in, Connor McDavid gets one. And then Darnell Nurse gets one for the Oilers, and then Aaron H gets another one. At this point, just getting a blowout. Bob got pulled after that fifth goal. He let up like 5 goals on 11 shots. They figured out Bob. It is. Bob's rattled at this point. Stolarz lets up a goal. 6-1 Oilers lead through a second period. And then third period, 14:11, and Howard gets his second, and McLeod gets his second as well. Blowout. They figured out Panthers forechecking. They figured out Bob. They figured out how to beat them. They get it. But people are like, nah, it's fine. They'll just beat them at home, you know. But yeah, just one game. He enters this game, Bob seems rattled. Early on, 5:30 in the game, shorthanded goal, Connor Brown gets one. 1-0 Oilers. And then Hyman and McDavid get two. 3:02 apart. Hyman's with the power play. They're starting to figure out Bob. It was at this point. I mean, they figure out the forechecking. They're just scoring at will. The big guys are starting to show up now. Tkachuk gets one back off a turnover from the Oilers. They come down, he scores almost bar down, but top shelf. Corey Perry gets one off a gorgeous play. McDavid dangles through four Panthers defenders, puts on tape of Corey Perry, and he finishes top shelf. And then Rodriguez gets a goal. It's 4-2, Oilers lead at the end of the second. Arvid Ekholm-Larsson gets one for the Panthers. It's a one-goal game, and McDavid scores an empty net goal. 5-3, Oilers win this one. Now they're starting to figure out Bob a lot, and it's actually getting concerning because they're going back. They said this before the game, and they did it. They said, we're trying to drag him back to Alberta, and they did that. Now, if the Oilers win this game in Edmonton with the raucous crowd behind them, they force a game 7. We go into game number 6. First period, 7:27 into the game. One Fogle gets one for the Oilers. 1-0 Oilers at the end of first. Adam Henrique and Zach Hyman get ones at the second period. 3-0 Oilers at the end of the second. Barkov gets one for the Panthers, and then McLeod and Nurse get two more for the Oilers. 5-1 Oilers win. Now it's getting really, really concerning for the Panthers. But, like, they figured out Bob. They beat him 3 times in a row. They had the momentum with them. Panthers are on the verge of a monumental collapse. Oilers are on the verge of completing one of the greatest comebacks in North American sports history. Game 7. This was played tonight. It is over. Stanley Cup champions were crowned. Let's see what happened. First period, 4:27 into the first period, Carter Verhaeghe broke a 5-game goalless streak to open the scoring for the Panthers. But not too much longer later, 6:44 into the first period, Mattias Janmark on a breakaway top shelf scores 1-1. In the second period, 15 minutes and 11 seconds in, Ryan Hart gets a goal for the Panthers, 2-1 Panthers. And then at the end of it, Bob just stared on his head. Like, he's going back to his first games 1, 2, and 3 ways. Making a bunch of huge stops, but Florida playing great defensively, and they hold them off. Panthers win 2-1. Panthers stop the monumental collapse. 2024 Stanley Cup champions, Florida Panthers. This is a great season. One of the best series I've ever seen, especially in a Stanley Cup final. Definitely the best Stanley Cup final I've ever seen, for sure. I've only watched 3 of them, but I mean, it's definitely by far the best that I've seen, like, by a mile. Like, this is fantastic. Probably the best playoff series I've ever seen. It was just fantastic. I mean, it was great. Great teams, great comeback story. Great. Overall, just great. I mean, yeah. That was it. So, now, the last thing I'm going to do before I end this is say the playoff MVP. The playoff MVP, 2024 Conn Smythe winner. That's the playoff MVP. It's called Conn Smythe. Winner award goes to number 97 on the Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid wins it. He broke the assist record for the single postseason. Had almost the most points in any postseason. And he basically carried his team to the finals, in my opinion. Between him and Hyman. Skinner was playing great, too. But some people like to say Bob, which I could agree. He won the Stanley Cup, but I think McDavid ultimately deserves it. Depends who you ask. I don't know. In my opinion, McDavid deserved it. But if they gave it to Bob, I wouldn't be all that mad either. Bob deserves it. But I think they made the right choice. That's all I'm going to do for today. Today was a 13.5-minute episode. I will be back tomorrow. I'm probably going to do some free agency talk. And talk about some free agents. When free agency starts, for those who don't know. Just some off-season talk. I'm probably just going to do off-season talk. I'm probably not going to do free agency talk yet. Because my plan is probably to do some off-season talk for the next 2 episodes. Wednesday. Actually, no. Tomorrow. Because Wednesday, I'm going to do a mock draft. Final mock draft. Because Thursday. Friday. No, I could do it on Thursday. Because I think the NHL draft on Friday. So, for the next 3 days, I'm going to talk some off-season stuff. I don't know what I'm going to talk exactly. I'll figure it out within the next 3 days before episodes. I'll talk about some off-season talk. Thursday, I'm going to do my final 2024 NHL mock draft. And then Friday and Saturday are the draft. And I'll talk after the draft those days. I'm going to talk about what I think of each pick. Like, for the first round, I'm going to go back on every pick. Say a little thing about a player, and then say, like, my overall opinions and thoughts about that pick. And then the second day, I don't know. I think I'm just going to do some notable picks, but not all of them, because that's 2nd to 7 rounds, so that would be, like, all day. If I did a whole podcast episode on every pick. But yeah, that's the plan. Free agency. I'm just saying when free agency starts. I don't make it. I saw July 1st. Free agency starts July 1st. You can start officially signing free agents July 1st. I'll do some free agent talk after the draft, leading up to free agency day. And if any big free agents sign, I will talk about it the next episode. So yeah, that's my plan for the next like week or two. Yeah, that's it. Great episode. See you next episode. Peace.